Welcome to Wholehearted Wednesday. Today, we're going to be hearing from Sarah Obin, the host of the Wholehearted podcast. It's a real treat because normally you don't get to hear from the host of a podcast because she's normally interviewing others. She's also the voice behind Meditation Monday. And today, she's going to be talking about her journey around loving herself. I'll be asking her questions like, how do you deal with loneliness? What do you do in your journey around relationship? And how have you really learned to love yourself in the face of difficulty? It's going to be a great episode. I hope you enjoy. Here today with the Wholehearted podcast host, Sarah Obin. And Sarah, I just want to thank you for being here. I know that in life, you're a coach, you're a trainer, and that you're also studying your master's degree in clinical nutrition. And I know that your background is in family science and human development, and we're so grateful that you can be here on the show today. And I'm wondering if there's anything else that you'd like our audience to know about you.
Hi, David. Thanks so much. I'm super excited to be here with you and to have this conversation. What to know about me? Well, I'm 28, almost 29 this month. I love people. I love this team and community of Wholehearted, and I'm super grateful to be here and to be on this podcast with you.
So glad that you get to be here. Thanks for sharing. I know that today we're talking about loving yourself, and I kind of want to start from the beginning. I'm wondering, where did your journey of loving yourself, where did it begin? And maybe it might start when, I guess, you weren't loving yourself, but where does that story begin for you?
Thanks. Yeah, that's a really interesting question. Maybe growing up, am I living my life, you know, we say love ourselves, and it's like a message that's out there. And I think I've always had the intention to love myself, right? But I think when it really became real for me and a focus for me as I think in my early 20s when I was in school, you know, I had done different programs after high school, between high school and college, and I took time to explore and to discover. And a lot, you know, many people in my life, it was like, wow, Sarah, you know, good for you to take time. And even after taking that time and going back to school, I was in a place of searching and, you know, searching what it is I really want to do. And I'm so grateful for that. But at the time, I was really unhappy. And the way I was going about searching was from a place of lack and a place of not loving myself and being really hard on myself.
When you say you're being really hard on yourself and coming from a place of lack, like, what did it look like? Could you paint a picture for us?
It looked like me, being in a big university and feeling so alone and feeling like, wow, everyone has their life together but me. It looked like just days, like my constant state of where I was in my mindset was of searching and grasping. It was stress. And it was looking outside myself to find peace. Constantly looking outside myself. That's what it felt like. And like, I would trust another source over my own. And I think for me, I think that was where my mindset was. And it wasn't until I encountered something. For me, it happened to be yoga, but it was like a moment where I could start to feel what was there for me. And to me, it felt like access into a whole new way of being or a whole new way of approaching myself and my situation and my life from a place of love. It was like turning to fill my own cup instead of looking for something outside of me to fill it.
What were some of the situations in your life that you weren't turning to love to fill up?
I think looking for answers. Well, yeah, like having ideas, but really looking for something outside myself to give me answers, or to give, like, not trusting my own voice or my own ideas. Or I think also in relationship, looking for someone to love me rather than me loving myself.
I know that's a huge part of your journey too, that you had the chance to share earlier before we started recording. And I was wondering if you could speak more to relationship and what life was like looking to be filled from something or someone outside of you.
Yeah. For me, what it felt like, or if I were to paint a picture of what it felt like to approach relationship from that place of lack or not loving myself, it was like being so excited about the idea of a relationship that that it was choosing that relationship over being fully myself. I think there are moments where I wondered, am I compromising myself, or saying yes when I really felt like inside of me was saying no. And and I think, being in the question and before feeling my own answer, just like going or like wanting and feeling excited about a relationship, and looking to that relationship to continue giving me the feeling of feeling loved. And I think for me, when those relationships came to a close and, not moving forward together, I see those are really opportunities for me to love myself more. And what I mean is to love myself fully and to connect to that love inside myself before being in a relationship with someone else. Rather than looking to a relationship for me to feel loved, really loving myself first. And now I look back and I'm grateful for the opportunities. I'm grateful for the things that show me areas of myself that I get to fill. Like it feels like even now currently in my life, it feels like even this morning, like discovering parts of myself that I get to love and I'm really grateful.
It sounds like gradually after relationships that maybe that you had maybe wanted to continue didn't continue, and it caused you to look at yourself. And I'm hearing that you look back on those moments with gratitude now and you see them as opportunities. And I'm curious, what was it like when you were actually going through them? How did it feel?
Oh my gosh, I felt scary. I felt like I was losing something.
What happened?
Like being a wow about a relationship forming and then feeling it dissolve and feeling feeling sadness and loss and not in that moment, but in a deeper place, and I think afterwards a sense of rightness to the ending too, because there are things in me for me to address, and that's where I think I really discovered that it's a gift, kind of like a foundation that gets to really be loved for a relationship to be built on and developed from.
Would you say that that experience was one of the reasons why you started to begin exploring how to love yourself?
Absolutely, yeah.
You also had mentioned that even this morning you're learning and recognizing parts of yourself that you can love. And I'm curious if you could speak more to that. Like, what parts of yourself have you been seeing lately?
This morning, I just... yeah, we were talking before recording, and I was just sharing what came for me is... this morning, I was practicing yoga, and I recognized... And I'll share that before that, I was on a session of coming home and Wholehearted. And what showed up for me is for me to be with and love the parts of me that I felt rejected, and to really like hold myself and love myself. And there's that part of me that has really wanted to be single for that reason, like to be loved, you know, outside of being in a relationship, like being worthwhile in my own eyes, and really enjoying myself and loving myself regardless of anyone else loving me or wanting to be with me or not wanting to be with me, or yeah, like truly cherishing and choosing myself. Yeah, so those parts, like the experience of feeling rejected, that's been there, and it's been a fear, like fear of rejection. So I'm realizing now that like I'm loving that part of me, and it feels really good. Mm-hmm. It feels like a necessary part in my journey.
Wow, so I'm hearing a sense of loving maybe like the memories of you that were rejected, and also loving the part of you that fears rejection, and that's felt like meeting yourself in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, I heard you say something that I don't think many people say, is that that you want to be single, that you really, really want to be single so that you have time with yourself. And I think that's so huge.
Yeah. Feels kind of like... yeah, it feels kind of like there are those places or parts of me that is looking for my own love, and it's kind of like, no, let me be single. And so this morning I was just, you know, with myself, it was kind of like me sharing with myself, like, you get to be single as long as you need to and want to be. Like, you get to have what you want. And yeah, maybe that sounds weird or funny, and to me it does too, but what's true for me is that it feels like by loving myself that way, it's like I'm filling myself up, and I know a relationship is in my future from really loving myself fully and allowing myself to be fully myself. And then it's like I'm not scared of rejection anymore. Like, what's there to fear? Loving yourself, to me, I think it's an attitude and a perspective, a way to view myself and my life, a way to generate life from. I think that so much of my journey has been wanting to create certain things in my life, and sometimes from a space of lack or a space of lack or feeling like if I had that thing, then I would be full. But I think loving myself means coming to a space of I'm full and I'm whole first, And then those things are generated or are manifested, or they grow from a place of love. And I think that's what loving myself means. And it can show up in so many ways and in all different areas of life. And I, to me, it's nourishment. It's about like self-nourishment and acceptance and allowing.
Yeah, and you talked about creating from a space of lack. And I was wondering if you could share more about that. Like, what does it look like when you're, when you say creating from a space of lack? What is it, what is it like? Could you give an example of that?
Yeah, I think I think, you know, in my journey when I was studying, I remember very vividly being in a place in my life of like, what do I want to do with my life? And how do I want to serve? So I always knew I wanted to serve the world. I always knew I wanted to support people and support their well-being. And I think I, for a long time, searched from a place of when I complete something or when I get there, then I'll be serving people, or then I'll be living my purpose, or then I'll be me versus I'm me now and loving who I am, and that I have gifts to offer, and there's things inside me that want to unfold and be created in the world, and viewing myself from a place of fullness versus a place of lack. Also relationship. I mean, I think there's so many places in life, but I think the feeling of, what did I say, scarcity or lack, I think creating from lack to me feels like how it currently is isn't good or needs to be changed, or that there's something wrong, or there's something wrong with me, versus that there's nothing wrong with me. Actually, it's not only fine, but it's perfect. And trusting the process of life unfolding, and trusting my own process. It's very different.
Thank you. So a sense of like, you're not postponing your own happiness, or a sense of like, once this happens, then I'll be happy, but starting from being happy first.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Exactly.
And it was so cool. I know earlier in the conversation before we started recording, you were mentioning how this made such a difference for you in the area of relationship and like pursuing relationships. And I know that like in the dating world, people are looking for relationship. And I was wondering, what has been your experience pursuing relationship from a space of lack, and what it looks like outside of that, and kind of what your journey has been in that area?
Thank you. Wow. Yeah. For me, my experience pursuing relationship from a space of lack has looked and felt like thinking that my happiness will be in that relationship, and focusing on having that relationship so that I can be happy, or that I will be happy. And for me, what I found is that actually doing it that way doesn't work for me. That when I pursued relationship that way, well, I'm grateful because I feel like each of those times, it's a blessing that we parted ways. But I realized that each time has been an opportunity for me to grow and heal and love myself more, and come into be on a journey of loving myself. And I realized that loving myself is the way to create the relationship in my future.
And wow. That, could you say more about that? I think that's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, it shows up as I get to not pursue relationship, and I get to be happy being single, and then the relationship of my dreams will be generated. I think that by loving myself, then, and by loving ourselves, then, I mean, it's a whole new game of relationship.
I think that's so counterintuitive. I think there's a lot of like, there's so many dating coaches out there, or romance coaches, and all about the pursuit, or how do you attract this kind of person into your life. And it sounds like you're not trying to attract anybody into your life. You're just focusing on loving yourself, and that's how you're creating a relationship. And that just sounds so, in some ways, counterintuitive to a lot of the advice that's out there. And I'm wondering if you can just say more about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny. I think it's both. I mean, in my heart, I do want relationship, and that's that's something that I do want to create. And I think it's the shift for me has been and is, it's like what I'm discovering. It's been a shift of trusting, like trusting that if I love myself the way that the universe loves me, then the outcome will be the relationship for me and coming into my
life. Wow. Okay, sorry, let me just get this clear. So you're single right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm really happy with it.
All right, so you're not just okay with it, you're really happy with it. What would you say to all the women who are listening right now who are single and are not happy with it?
I would say I understand. I would say that, I'm feeling emotional. I think, I don't know what I would say, but I think how it occurs is what I share myself is just to ask myself, I mean, the type of relationship that I really want, you know, does it come from chasing after it or like longing for it? Or does it come from relaxing and allowing and loving myself so that the only thing that could possibly happen is that someday that love extends into a relationship for me in my life.
Mm.
And like creating it from the inside out.
And has that been a different experience for you, like living that way versus living in the chase or in the pursuit of something?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like when you're in the chase, what was it like? And I don't know if you're like necessarily a chaser or maybe like you're the attractor.
I don't really chase myself in the chaser. I don't know why I use that word. It's like the longing for a relationship or like the sadness that it's not there or that's what I experienced more.
I see. So you're like the longing, the longer, is that a word? You'd call yourself the longer or longing for a relationship and just being sad that it wasn't happening?
Yeah, and actually maybe not sad that it wasn't happening, more like when is it gonna when?
Oh, so like you were just the waiter and you're just like waiting and waiting?
This is an interesting question. I actually don't know. what it occurred as is like focusing on the lack of it.
Hmm. So most of the time, what you're focusing on is the fact that you weren't in a relationship or in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, like thoughts of like, well, how do I create this relationship? And like, in like the conversation of like, how do I create this versus, I think deep down, I felt like that I wasn't yet ready for the relationship that I really want. And so deep down, when I met someone or when I was getting to know someone, it always made sense to me when I would be, we wouldn't move forward. So in a sense, there was like sadness, but also feelings of gratitude as well. And I mean, there are periods, of course, of like when something ends, then it's for me, I know I've experienced periods of like hopelessness or like, will I ever be happy again? Like, and I think now there's a sense of trust that the universe is so vast and wide that the universe has a plan. There are other options. There are things that are unseen and unknown. And, it's interesting. I think a thought coming up for me is that I think so much of my process has been making peace with the dissolving of things or letting go of things or being okay being single. And I think the more I'm okay being single, I think it shifts into an allowing for the universe to create what it is that I really want.
Wow. What have been some of the things that you've been letting go of?
I think the need to be right.
Okay, interesting. I was expecting. Can you say more about that? Like, what is it that you were like being, you say like the need to be right. What, like, what were you being right about?
I think there's like the type of person that I think I, the type of person I should be with, or I think also about sense of timing. And I think coming to a sense of not knowing when a relationship will come into my life and being okay with that. I think being right about it happening or not happening, like surrendering.
Wow.
Letting go of control. Letting go of, this is like the big one, I think, for me, is letting go of thinking that it's me who needs to make it happen. I think recently a shift for me has been surrendering and letting go and letting the universe or God or like a higher power or a higher mind unfold it for me, because that's what I've wanted. But I felt that there are things that I needed to do to move it forward. And so for me, releasing that and letting it go has been very freeing.
That's interesting. I'm curious, like, when you talk about letting those things go, like letting go of almost everything, like letting go of the who, letting go of the what, letting go of the when, and then letting go of it even happening, occurs like those would be really scary things for somebody to do. But the word that you used was freeing. And I'm curious, like, what happened to you when you let those things go? And are there moments in particular when you remember letting specific things go, and what that was like for you?
Well, I feel a little embarrassed saying this, and but that's fine. Recently, I remember thinking to myself, having the thought, what if I'm single forever? And but not in a depressing way, like in a like my life will be like, life would be super amazing kind of like what if I'm single forever, and like that's what's meant for me. Like, and it's actually sad, it sounds so depressing, but the feeling with that for me when I had that thought, it was a letting go of a relationship, because it's what I've wanted most in my life. And with the what if I'm single forever, there's this, what shows up then is, well, I'm going to be with me forever. Like, I'm with me right now. Like, I, you know, every day, like, I'm the one that I go to sleep with and wake up with and live my life with. And like, I can be happy, you know, being me. And gosh, like, when I'm happy being me, then a relationship with someone else that unfolds from that place, like, oh my God, like, how magical will that be? You know, like, it's almost, it's like being fully happy right now. And then if a relationship doesn't happen, like, I'm going to be so happy because I'm like, cause that's what I'm creating. And go ahead.
So it's kind of like you win either way. This is so interesting. It's like you win either way. So you learn how to love yourself and be with yourself. So you actually enjoy your company and feel, I think this is hard for people to believe, like to actually just be genuinely fulfilled and happy on your own and single. And if that's what you're doing, then either way you win, because then you attract a better kind of relationship in your life where there isn't any lack, and you attract someone who isn't looking for you to make them happy. And then also you know that you won't be looking for them to make you happy. And so you attract that kind of caliber of person. And then if that doesn't happen, then you win anyway, because you're already happy.
Yeah. And I think for me, there's been this commitment of like, like, I don't want to create like a relationship where, you know, I'm suffering or like, or it's like, I don't want to create a relationship where, I'll say what, like, I want to create a relationship where there's that, you know, I already love myself. Like, I already know how to make myself happy. Like, I'm not asking or needing or looking to that from you. Like, I want to play together. I want to create together. I want to enjoy spending time together. And looking to create, trusting that, you know, this path will bring someone else who's also can do the same or be the same. And not saying that there won't be things to work through. I think that's what relationship is. But I'm looking forward to discovering what that type of relationship is like.
Hmm. Wow.
So I'm curious, are you saying that you don't get lonely, you know, or that you don't get sad?
I'm not saying that, no.
Yeah.
Because
It sounds like you're happy and you look happy, and it's almost like a confronting in a way. Because it's like a deep, I think it confronts the scarcity, I think, that a lot of people feel in their lives, and trying to fill the scarcity with something outside of them. And it sounds like, and you look like you're genuinely filling yourself from the inside out. And I think it can even be hard to even recognize or even believe when you're living in scarcity. And it's kind of like, almost like a unicorn. Like, oh my gosh, does she ever get lonely? Does she ever get sad? Like, how does that even work?
I do get lonely and I do get sad. And I let myself feel it. And some days I feel it more than others, and that's okay, you know? Yeah, I think by feeling it, then I connect with myself. And when I connect with myself, then I feel full again.
Wow. So you're saying by like leaning into the feeling and just letting yourself feel it, and that it's okay to feel it, it actually like reconnects you to yourself and you feel full again.
Mm-hmm.
What did you used to do? What didn't work? How did you used to deal with loneliness or sadness in a way that didn't work?
I think deny it. Or for sadness, I would deny it, or I would not feel it, or I would avoid it. Or I would, for loneliness, I think I would then look to fill it by looking for a relationship. Yeah, I think that's the tendency. That's from the head or from my mind. That's, it's like seeking to make the loneliness go away or the sadness go away. Yeah, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think,
like it just didn't really work. Like it didn't make the sadness go away or the loneliness
go
away.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like counterintuitive. So what you did to make the loneliness and the sadness go away, you let yourself be lonely and sad, and then it goes away eventually.
Well, I think the universe, I think it's funny. I think when I move in the direction of connecting with myself or loving myself or connecting to like the love that, you know, I think when we connect to ourselves, when I love myself is when I feel full. And when I allow myself to feel my emotions is when I feel connected and full. And I think when I do that, I then am moved or there's inspiration, or before I know it, I'm connecting really well with someone and I'm not feeling lonely. So I think the universe moves with us and co-creates with us. And I think I often find that when I'm in a low moment or in a dark moment, I don't know it, but around the corner, there's something really beautiful and a bright moment and a connected moment. And the thought showing up is that it starts within me, and that when I connect with myself, I create it in my life and it shows up around me too.
Wow.
How does someone know that they are, like, say if someone feels lonely or they do feel sad, how do they know that they are loving themselves or just trying to distract themselves or make the sadness go away or deny it? Like, let's say if I'm feeling sad and I try to deny it by doing something that I love, like, I don't know, watching my favorite show or calling a friend. But maybe, like, what if I'm confused? Like, if that, how do I know if I'm just denying my sadness or if I'm actually loving myself?
Well, I think the way to lean into the sadness or accept the sadness is, feels like honoring it. Like, I could, you know, if I'm feeling sad, I could go do things that usually make me happy, or I could avoid it, or like watch Netflix or do something else. And the sadness will be there waiting for me, I think, when I'm ready. Or I think it just, I think the difference is taking a quiet moment and allowing myself to allow what's there to bubble up and to be felt, whether that looks like a good cry or, you know, meditation or listening to music or whatever it is, but just embracing it and like a willingness to work through it, not in a sense of making it go away, but allowing it to be there.
Thank you. This is like all so interesting and I think really valuable. And I'm wondering, for the person who's wanting to start connecting with themselves and maybe they haven't, maybe this is the first time they're like, oh my gosh, I want to learn how to do this. I've been just denying sadness or loneliness in my life, or I've totally haven't been loving myself. What are some like basic things someone could do in the very beginning to connect to themselves or begin loving themselves? Particularly if they're like single and can resonate with your story and they want to like, oh my gosh, how can I start connecting to myself? What would you say?
I would say in whatever way feels most nourishing to you, take some quiet time just to be with yourself. I think for me, it started with yoga. I think that's when I discovered yoga. And it was like, you know, I've been searching so long outside for something to make me feel better. It was like finally taking an inward look and like embracing myself. And that's how it showed up for me. And it was like a place where like I could actually feel my heart towards me, or like feel, or like just allowing myself to be with me. And that's the starting place. It can look like, meditation, yoga, dance, I mean, artwork, so many things, but allowing some stillness.
Yeah. So some kind of reflective activity that invites stillness.
Okay. Or invites you to look at what's there for you.
Okay.
What do I do once I've done that? Or are there any other things that, any other tools that you use in your life?
To love yourself and connect to yourself.
That's a great question. Gosh. I think it can look so many ways for me now. And now it looks like allowing myself to go slow and allowing myself to have practices in my everyday and throughout my day that feel nourishing to me. So like I really enjoy a morning routine and then I like giving myself permission that whenever I feel like I'm in a stressful state or there's something that like it would benefit me to take some time, that, you know, like there's meditation and there's yoga and there's different things that I feel that I can really love myself when I do them. And so giving myself permission to whenever, wherever in the way that it works. Of course, it's not always. Well, I think it's a story that we have that, like, when we're really busy, we can't create time. But I think there's always a way, even like focusing on breathing, I think for me, is sometimes a way where I, yeah, can love myself no matter what I'm up to.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and loving myself definitely looks like enjoying my journey and my unfolding and like enjoying the process, which is maybe what this whole thing is about. But noticing when I'm not, and that catching myself is an act of self-love. Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
I really appreciate you for sharing and also being so vulnerable about a topic that I think can be uncomfortable sometimes for people to talk about, but also matters so much to people. And I'm curious if there's anything else that you'd want to share with our audiences about loving yourself, and also about for everyone who's wanting to find relationship.
Yeah, I would share that for anyone who wants to love themselves or wants to create relationship. I mean, what shows up is I'm in the same boat. And, you know, what would it be like to know that everything's okay? Mm-hmm. And that everything that has unfolded to this point is perfect and has been for you. And, you know, what would it be like to trust and to know that, you know, the universe wants to give you something so amazing and knows how to give it to you. And I guess I would invite them to like join that conversation with me or be in that and see, try that on and see how that feels. And like, let yourself relax.
Yeah. Wow, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. So, Sarah, I just want to acknowledge you.
I know that you spend a lot of time serving people and taking care of people as a coach, but also just in life, and that you really are a giver in the world. And I want to acknowledge the kind of the person that you are for the people in your life and for the people who come into your life that you serve. And also want to acknowledge that you're living and you're walking the talk, and that you're not just teaching people how to do something, but you're also showing them how to love themselves. And I think it takes so much courage to be able to share your story, and also to share your story while it's in process. I think a lot of times people want to share after it's all done and they've created something magical in their life. And I'm hearing that you have created something magical in your life and that you are wanting to share that with people. And I think it's been such a gift to be able to do that for everyone who is single and maybe has been uncomfortable with it. I think you're giving people an opportunity to be just comfortable and at home with themselves. And by sharing your story. So I really appreciate you, and I acknowledge you for the courage to be able to do that.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, and final question. I'm wondering, what's your definition of being wholehearted?
Wow. It shows up to me like, you know, in the end, the idea that like love is all that matters, or like in the end we get to our life and like we realize that it was all about love and all the fears didn't matter or weren't important, or like the way that we lived in survival was like a waste of time. So and so I think for me, living wholehearted is about, well, we can live our life from that place that everything's okay. And that love is what matters. And that we can elevate ourselves and create life from that place. Yeah, living from a place of love.
Mm, beautiful. Cool. Well, I just want to thank you for coming out onto the show, Sarah.
And I'm wondering, if our listeners would like to get in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you or follow the work that you're doing?
Well, definitely through Wholehearted. You can follow the podcast. You can join Wholehearted. You can follow me on Instagram, Sarah_Obin. You can also email me. You can email me at sarah@beingwholehearted.com. And that's Sarah with an H.
Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.